Today's Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city. Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Jimmy John's, click, order, eat. Kimball West, your partner in performance. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell. From Memorial Stadium in North Canton, Ohio, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to week 9 of the college football season. As today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers, who come in with a record of 5-3 on the season, will take on the Walsh Cavaliers, who enter today's play at 1-7. Hi again, everybody, alongside Matt Natale. This is Todd Bell as we get set for this renewed rivalry between Ohio Dominican and Walsh. This opponent, the Cavaliers, the team that the Panthers have played the most all time. This will be meeting number 11, while ODU holds a 6-4 advantage all time in this series. A year ago, the Panthers were victorious up here, but not here, 19-10 over the Cavaliers as they played a real tough game against Walsh last season against the Walsh Cavaliers. That was a game that was played over at Benson Stadium, and now here today they take on the Cavaliers at Memorial Stadium in North Canton. Both teams making their way out onto the field. Cavaliers on the far side, and their head football coach is Ted Karras. He is a 1987 graduate of Northwestern. He is in his fourth year as the head coach at Walsh with a record of 10-28 after a very successful stint at Marion College in Indianapolis, where in 2012 he led them to a national championship. Kelly Cummings in his first season guiding the Panthers, a 1993 graduate of Eastern Kentucky in his first season as the head coach at ODU. Panthers, as we mentioned back in our pregame, are over here on this visitor side where the main press box is, so they will be right in front of us here today with the fans directly in front of us. Panthers today donned in the black bottoms with the white tops, the black numerals trimmed in yellow, and the black headgear with the oversized D-paw. And today it'll be Trey McIntyre and Cole Tamaris serving as the captains. Cavaliers are over on the far side. They are in the wine and gold pants and tops with the gold numerals and trimmed in white with the maroon headgear with calves inscripted on the side. And therefore, captains are making their way out to midfield as we get set for today's game. Again, spectacular weather. The clouds are starting to go away. Sun is starting to become a little more prevalent. It is quite breezy out on the field. We noticed that during pregame, and there are two American flags here, one in each end zone, and both are blowing pretty strong, almost directly towards us. So we'll see if that plays any havoc with today's game as well. Panthers, Matt, going to be looking to finish off the road road season this year at 4-1. They've won five and one. They're already 4-1 with four straight road wins. And as we talk with Coach Cummings, I mean, the team has just traveled so well this year. They've taken care of their business. And outside of that game to start the season where they lost at Ferris State, they have been phenomenal on the road this year.
And, I mean, they're so used to it. It's just their old hat at it. And, you know, despite being only a couple hours up the road, the team did come up and stay up in this area last night so they could be well rested and didn't have to sit on a bus all morning and get tight and all those things. So when you look at the schedule that we've had this year and our last season in the GLIAC, there was a lot of difficulties with it as far as road games and you know, some of the opponents that we had to start out the season going back to back to back. And but the guys have responded well. The coaching staff has responded well, and they're looking to keep that that record going here today against Walsh, a Walsh team that has struggled themselves all season. First win last week against Malone. They're trying to string a couple together here today. But as you said in the pregame, Todd, every time these two teams get together, despite the record, it seems like it's always a tough contest for the Panthers.
Panthers will be kicking off, so we'll have the Walsh offense coming out onto the field first here today. And it'll be Justin Boncheck and the Panther kick team to our left, so they'll be kicking it left to right as we get set to go here this afternoon. Last two games of the season will be at home for ODU. Two noon kickoffs next Saturday against the Wayne State Warriors, who enter this week's play ranked number 19 in the country, and then close it out in the final game of the season with the Ashland Eagles, who currently are ninth ranked in the country. So two big games coming up at home in the final 2 weeks of the season. Panthers, Boncheck has it teed up. Two to the right, Tony Tate, Matt Matuska are back deep to receive here for Walsh. Week 9 of the college football season. Last weekend in October, and we'll kick it off at 62 degrees right now. It's going to warm up as the day progresses. Boncheck's kick is away towards the far side corner, where it'll be fielded head high by Matuska. He'll come up the right sideline. He's out over the 35, cuts back to the 40, and spun down at the 46-yard line, and that is where we will see the Cavs come out on offense. We expect to see freshman quarterback Mitchell Ault out of Bluffton High School. He's completing 64% of his 173 passes for 982 yards, three touchdowns, six interceptions on the season. He is not a running quarterback by any stretch of the imagination, so he is more of your traditional drop-back passing-type quarterback.
Matuska got the Cavs there in great field position to start the game out, almost to midfield. This is his longest return of the season.
Out to the 46-yard line, where it's first down and 10 for the Walsh Cavaliers, going right to left. Two are in the backfield here on first down, and Mitchell Ault will take it. Quick throw off to the right-hand side. That'll be completed to Matuska right about the midfield stripe. Billy Akins will knock him out of bounds. On the field for ODU here defensively, Brian Hunter, who's got that big cast on the right hand, Demetrius Farmer, to go along with what appears to be DJ Perdue, and trying to get the other defensive end, that's Paul Wesselhoff out there. The linebackers, going to be Cameron Moore getting the start today with Ross Thompson and Trey McIntyre in the secondary, Akins and Gordon on the corners with Tyus and Dimmerling as the safeties. Ault in under center on second down and 4, and they'll hand it off up the middle. This is Garrison France with a hole straight through the middle, and he's to the 36-yard line for Walsh. And in fact, I got my number switched. It's 23, Calvin Gordon, junior running back out of Mansfield, with a first down run for Walsh.
You're probably going to see a lot of running backs out of Walsh today. They've got fullbacks and halfbacks all up and down their roster, four or five of them, and Calvin Gordon is certainly one of those guys that is going to be in that mix, averaging about 4.6 yards per carry.
One we may not see today is Aaron Mayle, dinged up last week. He hasn't been out there yet. Ault will take a shotgun snap on first and 10. Quick throw over here to the near side. That's going to be caught, and then quickly out of bounds is Blake Williams, and that reception is to the 27-yard line. That's going to be right at the first down marker. Looks like he's going to be just a little short. Williams, a junior out of Orlando, Florida, making only his 10th catch of the season. It'll be second down and short.
Walsh is looking pretty good here on this opening drive, moving the ball right down the field on the Panthers' defense.
So it'll be second down. The ODU defense allowing 363 yards per game. That ranks seventh in the GLIAC. They're also seventh in scoring defense at 24 points per contest. It is Gordon and France in the backfield. Ault in under center. Panthers are blitzing. They hand it off to France. Right side, first down 20. He's to the 16-yard line. And that's where Walsh will have it. First down and 10. Garrison France, a sophomore out of Mason, down near Cincinnati with only his 24th carry of the season. This is a team that has struggled to run the football this year, averaging only 77 yards a game on the ground. That is dead last in the GLIAC, but France and Gordon looking good on this opening drive. So first down and 10 now for Walsh, with the football at the 17-yard line. Wide receiver on this side, two to the right, and Ault, in fact, will go to an empty backfield here on first down and 10. He will take the snap. They'll roll the pocket out to the right-hand side. He will step up and look to run, and he's tagged down by McIntyre at the 13-yard line. And when I mentioned Mitchell Ault not going to run, Matt, 26 carries for negative 52 yards. A lot of sacks in there, but not a lot of positive rushing plays for Mitchell Ault this year.
That's about an average of minus 7.5 per game. But, you know, that just plays into their struggles on offense to rush the ball, as you alluded to, and offensively as a whole, averaging only 242 yards per game on offense.
Byron King makes it a full house backfield, and they're going to direct snap the football here to Calvin Gordon. And he will end up handing it off. King's going to be pressured by Wesselhoff and then took quite a shot from Marquise Tyus. Back at the 16-yard line, it'll be a loss of 3. Wesselhoff fought off the block and grabbed him, and then Tyus hit him high. And, boy, that looked very violent. It'll be 3rd down at about 10.
Yeah, Wesselhoff kind of wrapped the legs up and got him in a standstill, and Marquise Tyus came up and knocked the wood to him.
So it'll be 3rd down coming up.
Yeah, huge 3rd down right here. Panthers want to make sure that they get a stop here. Walsh is still in position to get a 1st down, but they want to get a stop here and hold him to a field goal attempt.
Empty backfield, 5 wide receivers for Mitchell Ault back out there. He will take the shotgun snap from the 20-yard line. Takes 2-step drop. Panthers bring in 4. High throw, deflected into the air, and will fall harmlessly to the turf at the 7-yard line. Dwayne Gordon Jr., he applied the defense that time against Blake Williams, and that ball went into the air. I'm sure there's a lot of Cavs fans holding their breath as waiting to see if that one would be intercepted. So the Panthers, specifically that 2nd down play, getting a big stop. Now we'll force a field goal try out of Jacob Malloy. He is a junior place kicker, 3 out of 6 on field goal tries this year. It'll be 33 yards from near the right side hash mark. Good snap back. The hold is down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. Wall scores on their opening possession. 11:06 to play in the first quarter. It's the Cavaliers 3. Well, how to get the football for the first time when we come back on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Ohio Dominican trailing early on here, but coming up in a little bit at 1 o'clock, games kicking off Wayne State, Ferris State, Hillsdale at Northern Michigan, Ashland at Michigan Tech, Tiffin at Northwood. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
3-0 Cavaliers on top here as Matt Walsh scores on the opening possession of the game.
Yeah, impressive opening possession. Went 8 plays, 39 yards. In 3 minutes and 54 seconds, Jacob Malloy connected on a 33-yard field goal to give Walsh the early lead. And I think you got to go back to that opening kickoff return by Matuska.
Mm-hmm.
He took it all the way out to almost midfield, a season-long return for him in that stat category, and put the Cavs in really good field position, and they were able to capitalize with some points.
David Turner awaiting this kickoff from Malloy. And they'll pooch kick it over to the far side where Jacob Mercier will come up and field it at the 24-yard line. Trying to come near side, cuts up field. He gets propelled into the air at the 31-yard line. Special teams tackle made by Philip Keller. And the Panthers offensively will come onto the field for the first time. Led by quarterback Grant Russell, junior from Newark, making his 20th start, appearing in his 28th game in an Ohio Dominican uniform. 68% completion rate, which is number one in the GLIAC. He has completed 165 of 243 passes for 1,917 yards, 15 touchdowns against 9 interceptions. Panthers will start out empty backfield on 1st down and 10, left to right from the 31-yard line, trailing 3-0. And Russell will take the first snap. Quick throw over the middle is incomplete, trying to hit Isaiah Williams, who gets the start today. Panthers going with a 5-wide receiver look. They had Williams, Stevens, Contini, Stanford, and E.J. Colson out there at wide receiver on the opening play. Now Williams will leave. He'll be replaced out there by David Turner. Colson will go to the backfield, and 2nd down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Russell play fake, quick throw Turner, 35-40, 1st down out near the 42-yard line, and David Turner will make a nice play to get them a first down. The offensive line for the Panthers, Andrew Lorenz out there at center starting his 25th game of the season. Cole Tamaris, Tyler Edwards Pick are the two guards. Robert Vargo and Zach Williams. Williams, the veteran, making his 31st start today for ODU at left tackle. It is Colston on first and 10, and he runs up into the hole, broke one tackle, tried to burst to the outside, will pick up about five. And Matt, good to see E.J. Colston, who was so close to that century mark last year. See if they can get him going again here today.
Yeah, E.J. had the best game of his early career here at Ohio Dominican last week against Northern Michigan, had 93 yards rushing, hit the 100-yard mark, but somewhere in there lost 7 yards. So he's getting in on the mix here early offensively.
Russell to throw on second and five. Quick one to the far side, caught by Corey Contini and out of bounds at the Wall's 47-yard line right at the first down stick. Quite a contingent of Dover people here today.
Right.
Not that far. You just go right down 77, about 25 minutes, and you'll come to Dover. And there's a lot of red and gray Dover caps and jerseys and sweatshirts that are in attendance here today. And most importantly, Jim Contini is here, and we'll get into that in a little bit. First and 10 from the 48-yard line, and Russell will hand it off to E.J. Colston. He'll sweep to the left, 45 of Wall's 40, and darts his way quickly to the 36-yard line. You can really see when we talk to him in our show back on Thursday, finally starting to get comfortable, Matt, in that running back position, although he's very slow in getting up over on the far side and going to take some trainers to go over and take a peek at him.
Yeah, that'd be a shame if this injury is serious. But, you know, it's always fun when we have these players in on Thursday nights for our shows because, you know, normally we only see them out there and in uniform and playing, and, you know, it's a by nature aggressive sport, so I always expect them to be these angry tough guys. But EJ was so well-spoken and soft-spoken and just very, very respectful and polite, and really enjoyed having him on the show Thursday night. Talked a little bit about his career at Middletown High School, of course, down there in the Cincinnati or northern Cincinnati area, and you know, that's one of the traditional power programs down there in southwest Ohio. He had a good career there, played with Jalen Marshall, the former Ohio State Buckeye and now New York Jet. So he's used to being around good players, and he is certainly surrounded by good players on this offense. When you think about Grant Russell handing the ball off to him or even throwing it to him, he could be a receiving threat too. He's had 13 catches on the season and two receiving touchdowns, and so he's effective in both ways on offense and when it comes to the running game and the passing game.
Colson's still down over on the far sideline. It's tough to see with all the Cavalier folks that are kind of in the area, but the training staff, for ODU, medical staff, now Coach Merritt, running backs coach, is over there checking on EJ as well. He was kind of on his hands and knees.
Yeah.
And was kind of like doubled over a little bit. So I guess from a good perspective, it's nothing in terms like of lower extremity or something along that nature. Now he is standing up, but boy, certainly appears to be in some sort of discomfort as they take a look at him over there on the far sideline. Joe Hines has already checked into the backfield for ODU, junior out of Louisville, Kentucky. Limited action for Joe Hines, 16 rushes for 52 yards on the season. Colston is able to walk off under his own power. However, he is holding his left arm very close to his chest. So I would think some sort of upper shoulder injury on the left-hand side would be prognosis from up here in this press box where I know nothing about medics.
And that play happened on the opposite side of the field, so it was kind of difficult for us to see what actually happened. Just a big pile of bodies over there chasing him down.
That would limit the Panthers if he's unable to go the rest of the way to Joe Hines, Justin Davis, and Tyler Mellers as the group of running backs that traveled today to play Walsh. First down and 10 for ODU with the football at the 36-yard line, trailing 3-0 here in the first. And Russell to throw, quick slant again. Turner caught it, wrapped up immediately at the 27-yard line by Lachey Whitmore, a junior safety out of Los Angeles, California, averaging over 5 tackles a game. That is a fine first down play, 9, maybe 10 on the first down play, right at the first down marker. So it'll be second down and less than a yard. Aaron Stevens, H-back right. David Turner comes in motion. They pass it forward to him. Turner gets to the corner, 20, and spun down at the 17-yard line. So that little jet pass to David Turner And the Panthers will have another first down. And Grant Russell, remember, completed his first 20 passes last week. Well, he missed on the first today. Let's see if he can get a string going here this afternoon. First down and 10 for ODU with the football near the 15. Stevens goes in motion, H-back to the right. Play action pass for Russell. Looking over the middle with time, throws back over to his right, and Dar Sanford makes a tippy-toe catch at the 7-yard line. Throw is to the boundary shoulder, and he was able to go up into the air, make the catch, and got a foot down. And it'll be first and goal for ODU.
Good control and good awareness by Dar out there, making sure to get the one foot in so that the catch counted. And the Panthers threatening here early.
Drive that started back at right around their own 25-yard line. Joe Hines to the left of Grant Russell. Four wide. Justin Davis is in a slot to the right. Now comes in motion behind the backfield. They swing it to him out of the backfield. Caught it at the 10. Had to break a tackle. They got a hold of the back of his jersey and bring him down at the 4. And I believe we're going to have a horse collar tackle go here. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Face mask.
They're going to get Justin Davis on a face mask. Whatever happened to grabbing the back of the jersey and hauling a guy down after the face mask?
It happened in the Ohio State
game
last
week. Absolutely.
Against Penn State.
So the very rare offensive face masking penalty against the running, the ball carrier. Man, oh man.
That's going to put the ball back. They still have yet to put it down.
It'll be near the 21.
Yeah.
So it'll be first and goal from the 21-yard line. So that'll make the play calling for offensive coordinator Zach Bruni a little more challenging.
This is where the hot hand of Grant needs to come into play after last week. Only had 4 incompletions in that game against Northern Michigan.
Turner and Stanford right, and on first and from the 21, they'll hand it off now to Joe Hines in a short run as he'll make his way up into the hole and get close to the 17-yard line. So a short run for Joe Hines. It'll bring up second and goal from around the 17 now for ODU. Red zone offense, Panthers have been very good this year. 22 out of 27 in terms of a percentage, fifth best in the GLIAC. And of those 22 scores, 19 have resulted in touchdowns. Second and goal from the 17. Stevens and Contini are left with Turner and Stanford right. Hines to the right of Grant Russell on second down and goal. Grant will take the chest-high snap. Surveys to his right. Goes back over the middle for Stanford. In and out of his hands in the end zone. And it'll bring up a third down and goal. Tight coverage. I think that was Whitmore again. And it'll bring up a third down and long now for ODU. And, in fact, it was David Turner, not Dar Stanford, the intended receiver.
David Turner getting targeted a lot here early, and nice job by the offensive line there. Grant had a lot of protection.
Yes,
nice little pocket there where he was able to let his receivers try to get open, and but unfortunately the pass, they couldn't connect, and got third and a very long way to the end zone.
Russell will take the shotgun snap. Cavs blitz. Panthers pick it up. Russell now will look to run. Markers are down, and so is Grant at the 10. The penalty marker is down at the 5-yard line back in the middle of the field, and that would lead you to believe that there's some sort of defensive holding in the secondary. So it would have been fourth and goal from the 10, and this might give the Panthers an automatic first down. And officials are discussing things. There's also a Cavalier down back at the 25-yard line that is being completely ignored by the Cavs medical staff right now.
There they go.
So it'll be third down now for the Panthers. It will not result in an automatic first down.
Correct.
And
the hold was on number 22.
I was hoping they were going to correct the down.
Yeah, I thought that was coming.
Nick King, their top tackler and one of the tops in the conference, was guilty of the holding in the secondary. He leads the conference in tackles per game. He's averaging 10.3. Got a sack on the season as well. He was the guilty party. So now it'll be third and goal from the 9. It was holding and not pass interference. So that would be why it resulted in still the down over. The injured Cavalier is Tim Cook, who also is one of their top defenders at linebacker. And so Cook is committed are coming off the field. And now ODU will have third down and goal from the 9. So they will break their huddle from the near side. Stanford and Turner are going to be receivers on the right. Corey Contini and Aaron Stevens will be on the left. Joe Hines will line up to the left of Grant Russell. Ball is right in the center of the hash marks here on third and goal from the 9-yard line. Grant will take it, looking over the middle, fake pump, now throws high, and he just overshoots everybody, and there's going to be another Cavalier penalty as Corey Contini was surrounded by three Cavaliers. Again, will it be holding? This time it's going to be pass interference, Matt. That will give the Panthers an automatic first down.
That'll be the 6th first down on this drive, this first drive for the Panthers.
Number 21.
And the culprit was strong safety Trevor Smith, who has 44 tackles on the season, up from this way as a Youngstown Ursuline graduate. But the Panthers, this drive is taking a lot of time off the clock as we got 7 minutes left in this first quarter. And 6 first downs.
First down and goal now for ODU. Russell will take it, rolls to his right, throws. David Turner caught it right at the goal line, and he's in for an easy touchdown. David Turner with a touchdown reception for the Panthers, his first of the season, and ODU has taken the lead. So that was quite a bit going on all at once there with a couple of penalties, one that backed the Panthers up, the other two of which goes against Walsh. And now Justin Boncheck will be out to try the point after here for ODU. Austin Ernst will put it down after Aaron Stevens snaps it, and the extra point is good. Justin remains perfect, 31-31 on the season. Timeout on the field, 6:55 to play, first quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 7, Walsh 3, on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. A check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Game starting at 1 o'clock. Wayne State, Ferris State. Hillsdale at Northern Michigan. Ashland at Michigan Tech. Tiffin at Northwood. David Turner grabs his first receiving touchdown of the season for ODU. And an update in D1 sports. In the game's opening drive, Michigan State pulled off a 12-play, 75-yard drive that ended with a 5-yard touchdown run by LJ Scott. Number 2, Michigan trails Michigan State 7-0. Back to Matt and Todd.
7-3 here as Ohio Dominican on their first possession go down the field, take a long time to do it, and score.
Impressive drive for the Panthers offense. 4 minutes and 6 seconds, went 11 plays and 69 yards. David Turner was the recipient of the 2-yard pass from Grant Russell to get into the end zone. Justin Boncheck remains perfect on PAT attempts this season, and the Panthers lead 7-3. And I think when you look at that drive, Todd, they had third down and goal from the 21-yard line. And with a little help from the Cavs defense, they were able to get good field position and get it in.
Kickoff is away, and it is fielded by Matuska, this time just in front of the goal line. And Jacob Mercier, just like he did last week at Northern Michigan, zips down the field, comes diving out of nowhere, and makes a spectacular open field special teams tackle. So great job by special teams coverage downfield for ODU. And the Panthers with a 7-3 lead back out there on defense. And we'll see what Walsh does here. Able to run the football a little bit on that opening possession.
He got 27 yards rushing on that opening drive, and they just kind of marched right down the field until the Panthers woke up there down in the red zone and held them to a field goal attempt.
First down and 10, Mitchell Ault from the 11-yard line will look to throw, and he threw the receiver right out of bounds, Blake Williams. Now, the way the pass went, that's kind of the way the wind is blowing a little bit, so that might have had something to do with it, but Williams never had a chance. He was wide open, and the throw just carried him right out of bounds. It'll be second and 10 from the 11-yard line. It's a Cavalier team offensively averaging just 241 yards per game. That is last in the GLIAC. averaging under 12 points a game, also last in the conference. Second down and 10, T in the backfield this time. Mitchell Ault will roll out to the right. Fake pumps once, now eludes a man, will get all the way to the sideline, throws short, and it's caught at the 15. And then I believe that is Jay Kundrat, who is tapped out of bounds. No, take that back.
I'll tell you, those numbers, man.
Well, it's not so much that. It's the amount of guys that they end up using.
Yeah.
I believe that was Aiden Tuttle, a freshman wide receiver from Columbus Whetstone. And on the play, they pick up about 7, so it'll be 3rd down and 3. Man, I've got 12 guys at wide receiver on my chart. He wasn't one of them. That's all right. Northern got me on that one last week, too, throwing some guy from England out there. 3rd down and 3. 2 receivers near side. A back to the left of Ault. And Mitchell will look to throw. Quick one to the right side. That's going to be caught, and immediately a tackle is made. So easy tackle on that far side by Billy Akins, who read that short pass play easily, Matt. Maybe got a yard. It'll be 4th and 2.
Nice looking series there by the Panthers defense coming off that first series where Walsh kind of did what they wanted to and marched right down the field. And the good thing about this is you go back to Jacob Mercier's drop there, the tackle on the kickoff, and put the Cavs in bad field position. Now they're punting in bad field position, and the Panthers are primed to get the ball in a pretty good area of the field here.
Alex Knight, 4th in the Gliac in punting, wobbles one downfield to Corey Contini, who makes the catch at the 42-yard line, and that is where Ohio Dominican will take over. 1st down and 10, 2nd possession. So Walsh, a 3-pointer on their opening drive, didn't get a first down on their next drive, and now the Panthers offense is right back out there. E.J. Colson was over here on the sidelines running up and down the track a little bit while the Panthers were finishing up that last scoring drive. So we'll see if his services will still be available here for ODU today. That was good news. In fact, DJ is going to go back out onto the field and give it a shot. So that is good for ODU. Star Stanford, Aaron Stevens over here to the near side. Contini and Turner will be left, and E.J. Colson will line up behind Grant Russell. 1st down from the 42 for Ohio Dominican. Panthers lead 7-3 with 5:26 to play in the first quarter. As Aaron Stevens goes in motion, he's H-back right. They run right with Colson. Cuts to the corner, 45. Sutter steps his way to the 50, takes a shot right at midfield, about a yard short of the first down line to gain. And somebody's headgear came off, and that is Colson, who's having a rough go of it here in the first quarter. EJ, who wouldn't put the headphones on correctly, remember the other night, because he didn't want to mess up his hair?
Right.
So what's he do with his helmet? Because that's really got to ruin that do up there.
He can ask Aaron Stevens and his fun haircut. But speaking of Stevens, he was the one that busted open that play for EJ Colson. He had a great block out here on the near side edge to give EJ some room.
Joe Hines back out there at running back as Colson has to sit out of play because of the headgear issue, and Grant Russell to throw on 2nd and short. Hit there, and Stevens caught it at the 43. He's out of bounds inside the 40-yard line, and it'll be 1st down and 10 Panthers at the 38 after Aaron Stevens last week had 4 catches, including 2 touchdowns up in the Upper Peninsula. He'll give ODU a 1st down.
For Aaron, that's his 18th catch of the season. He's averaging about 17.5 yards per game, but it's really been fun to see him get involved in the offense this season and get in the end zone a few times.
1st down and 10. Russell will swing it to Joe Hines. Caught it at the 40. Got a great block by Stevens. Ahead to the 35 and down near the 30-yard line. And there's Aaron Stevens again. Services just getting that little kick-out block and opened it wide open for Hines.
Joe Hines.
Hines will check out. Back in will be E.J. Colson. For Joe Hines, that was only his 2nd catch of the season. 2nd down and about 3 now for ODU with trip receivers to the right. And now Stevens will go in motion and be an H-back to the right. Play action to Colson. Grant with time. Flings it over the middle to Turner, 20. To the 15, to the boundary, 10, 5. Touchdown, David Turner. David Turner didn't have a receiving touchdown until today. Now he's got 2 in the first quarter. And with 4:09 to play here in the opening stanza, 13-3 Panthers.
Again, Todd, I go back to that offensive line. They did a fantastic job on that play and that series in protecting Grant. He was back there making himself a sandwich, checking his phone, checking the Twitter. And then he saw David Turner wide open and hit him across the middle of the field, and David Turner took care of the rest.
And Justin Bonchek got to try the point after senior from Mayfield. Big Indians fan. We got our talking before the game about last night's win, and the point after is good. 14-3. Panthers now 2-for-2 in scoring opportunities here, and Grant Russell is once again off to a red-hot start.
Yeah, that first opening drive for the Panthers that went over 4 minutes, this one was only a minute 17, went 58 yards in four plays. So talk about efficient on that one. And then, of course, Grant Russell connecting with David Turner for 31 yards, and the point after was good. And the Panthers have an early 14-3 lead. And Grant so far on the afternoon, 9 of 11 for 97 yards and two touchdowns. So I'd say you're right, Todd, that he's really in that zone right now.
And started 20 of 20 last week. The reigning GLIAC Offensive Player of the Week was 31 of 35 last week for 384 yards and four touchdowns. And as you mentioned already, Grant almost 100 yards passing today in two possessions with two scores and only two incompletions. So Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up to our left. Matt Matuska back to receive along with Tony Tate. Justin approaches and sends it high and end over end. And again, Matuska will field it this time with a heel on the goal line. Works his way to the middle of the field out near the 15-yard line. Works his way to the 20. And finally, the rugby scrum will end all the way out over the 25-yard line. So that's where Walsh will come out for their third possession of the game. Marquise Tyus without his helmet on right now. So it looks like he's asking the officials, how do you think that came off? One thing you gotta just kinda keep your eye on, and last week maybe a little bit different circumstances, but the Cavaliers were tagged for about 7 personal foul penalties in their game against Malone, in a game that the Cavaliers won 24-21 over their rival, and they've got a long-standing win streak now over their crosstown foe in Malone, but things got a little heated last week, and with the Panthers jumping out to a 14-3 lead here today, we'll keep our eye on that. Handoff on first down up the middle. Demetrius Farmer just lost his helmet, and so he'll have to check out. I can tell you right now, in 8 or 9 games, I don't remember a Panther losing a helmet this year.
I don't think so.
And they've now lost three in the span of about 5 plays. So I'm not sure. I'm not going to point fingers, but keep our eye on that.
Some hands to faces,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Yeah, the Cavaliers are averaging about 6 penalties per game, and they already have 2 here in the first quarter, so that will be something to keep an eye on.
Byron King will line up as the eye back on 2nd down and 9. Big blocking Riley Arvantis is out there as the fullback, and Ault will look to throw. He's got Matuska downfield, but it's incomplete at midfield. Billy Akins was on the coverage, but he was trailing, and Mitchell Ault, that pass well underthrown. Matuska was behind the defense. And now it'll be 3rd down and 9.
I don't think that the win really had anything to do with that either.
Now,
it was just poorly thrown.
Yeah, true freshman took over in the 3rd week of the season. He holds the records for career passing touchdowns, yards, passes completed in his alma mater at Bluffton. Was 13 of 20 last week for 147 yards and a touchdown. 3rd down and 9. They will need the 36 for a first down. Ault, play action. Quick throw over here to the near side. Caught, 25. Moving forward out over the 30 to the 31-yard line on the reception. And I believe that was Trevor Smith. And he's going to be short of the first down line to gain. And the punting unit will have to come back out onto the field.
Another 3 and out by the Panthers defense. I'm sure they got an earful after that opening drive of the game, and Walsh went right down the field. And in the ensuing 2 series after that, Panthers get 2 3-and-outs.
Knight again to punt, 2nd straight time. Contini back to receive. Another good kick this time, angling to the near sideline and goes out of bounds. Caught nicely by offensive coordinator Zach Bruni. Getting all kinds of cheers and love over here on the sideline. And the Panthers, after they finally spot the football, will have it right around the 35, 1st and 10, leading 14-3 with 2:41 to play here in the first quarter. And Grant Russell and the offense will come back out onto the field. And already Panthers with 125 yards of a total offense in just 15 plays. Stevens, Stanford over here, Turner, and Contini, our left, E.J. Colson back out there at running back. And Grant Russell on first down and 10 will take the shotgun snap. They set up a screen near side to Stanford. He's ahead to the 35 and then spun down at the 39-yard line. Aaron Stevens out there trying to throw a block. Ronald Robinson made the tackle, a freshman cornerback out of Bartow, Florida. And on this windy Saturday in October, the Panthers will have second down at about 5 coming up. Football out at the 39-yard line, so we'll call it second down and 6. Colson will shift to the left of Grant Russell. Aaron Stevens comes in motion, lines up H-back left. Russell, play action pass. They set up a screen to Colson on the left, caught it at the 35, but he's going to be met and dropped right there. Nick Sturgill, freshman linebacker from South Carolina, will drop E.J. Colson for a 4-yard loss, and it'll be third down and 10.
Nice defensive play by Nick Sturgill, the linebacker.
Be the first time the Panthers are in a third down situation and a not goal situation. So on that opening drive, they were third and goal. This will be the first time that they have third and long or third down with an opportunity to convert.
Panthers will need the 45-yard line for a first down. Grant with a hard count, got the cast to jump, but they come back onside. And now Russell pressured a little bit, spun around in the pocket, and he'll be hit again and dropped back near the 33-yard line. Well, he had time initially to throw the football, but never did. And finally, the Cavs were able to get to Grant Russell and bring him down. And ODU, for the first time today, will be forced to punt.
Defensive end.
Yeah, they were coming pretty hard there. The Cavs defense with the pressure up front and the defensive line. They got a pretty big defensive line when you look at them across the board. 250, 254, 260, 245, and the guys even behind them are bigger. So they got good pressure and forced them to punt.
And Justin Bonchek will do so. Tony Tate will catch it at the 30-yard line to our right. Breaks one tackle, 35, cuts up 40, out of an arm tackle there. Broke another one at the 50-yard line. Marker comes flying in. Tate's still going. And finally, he is down at the Panthers' 44-yard line.
I think this might be a face mask.
Jalen Christian made the tackle for Ohio Dominican. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think Tate kind of looked as he was coming over here to the near side. Someone got some fingers in the mask.
Period return. Face mask.
So the Panthers get dinged for their second face mask of the day. And after the good Tate return, it's going to carry the football all the way down to the 30-yard line. In fact, make it the 29. And with 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter, Walsh is going to have great starting field position. And the Panther defense now got to come up with a couple of plays here.
Tate's a guy who's only averaging about 11 yards per punt return, so that was way better than his normal average. He does have one for a touchdown this season, though.
So first down and 10, Walsh at the ODU 29-yard line. They go T in the backfield. They bring a man in motion, and they hand it off, and this is King. And Byron King with a short run after Brian Hunter makes the tackle at the 26-yard line. Hunter getting up off the ground, sophomore out of Mayfield, averaging, with 5.5 tackles per loss on the season, playing in his 19th game with ODU. And that will wrap up our first quarter play here in North Canton. Cavs scored first, Panthers answer with 2 touchdowns, and they've got a lead going to the second quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 14, Walsh 3 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's 2 more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Other games in the GLIAC will kick off at 1 o'clock. When they do, we'll have those score updates for you. But in Division I football, Jabril Peppers switched sides for a 3-yard touchdown run to get number 2 Michigan on the board, 7-7 against Michigan State at the end of the first quarter. And David Turner for Ohio Dominican with his second touchdown. Ohio Dominican leads 14-3. Here's Matt and Todd.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. Well, I was having, I had two sets of flashbacks this week, partner. One was waking up in a very crappy hotel in Quincy, Illinois.
This weekend.
Yeah. A year ago. And also with Michigan State playing.
Right.
You and I and Scott filling up a car full of gas, getting back in the car going, wait a minute, why are they punting? Wait a minute, why is Michigan State winning the game? Mitchell off the throw here and pressured, and the ball comes out, but it's an incomplete pass, and Demetrius Farmer. He got through virtually untouched, and when Mitchell Ault turned around, Demetrius was waiting for him.
What a huge hit by Demetrius. For him, that's his 8th sack of the season and his 10th in his career, and just so much fun to watch up there on that defensive line. Another one of those Dover guys that is from right down the road. Enjoyed having him on the show a couple weeks ago. Another one of those players that's so vicious out there on the defensive line, and one of the nicest guys in the world.
Third down and 7. Two receivers are left. That is Matuska and Williams. Two backs in the backfield. Panthers are coming. Aikens is going to hit Ault, but he gets out of it. Now coming right, Ault will throw, and a wobbler is out of bounds as he was knocked down by Nick Isaacs as well. And, boy, the Panthers, who really haven't dialed up much pressure this year, partner, they bring Aikens on a corner blitz. Ault able to get out of it, but Nick Isaacs forced the pass out of bounds. And they force a long field goal try here by Jacob Malloy.
That Walsh offensive line has allowed 15 sacks this season, at least coming into this game. Panthers got another one there on that drive, and this would be by far the longest field goal made this season for Malloy. His long is 37.
This will be a 44-yard try. Cole Krumpak does the holding. Kick is on the way, and he looks like he hooked it left, and it is no good. So the Panthers defense does the job. They get a stop after the great starting field position by Walsh, and they come up with no points. So give credit to the defense after the good punt return and the face mask that went to the end of it, and ODU is going to have the football. First and 10, 14:42 to go here in the second quarter.
Panthers in that first quarter rolled up 122 yards of total offense in only 18 plays. And after that first scoring drive that went 4 minutes, plus north of 4 minutes, they were pretty efficient there after that, and looking really good there on offense here in the first, back in the first quarter.
First down and 10 Panthers. E.J. Colson back out there at running back. Three receivers are to the left for Grant Russell as they have it from their own 26-yard line. And it'll be E.J. Colson up into the hole on first down. He'll be stood up, and he takes a couple of shots. Boy, Lashae Whitmore came diving into that pile head first right at E.J. Colson. And it appears more and more at the conclusion of every play there is talking going on between the two sides. Panthers' Andrew Lorenz center a little gimpy as he gets up off the bottom of the pile. And even after that last field goal miss, Paul Wesselhoff was in a very nice little conversation with two of the officials, and I'm sure he was pleading a case about something that had happened. And off now, Colson on second down makes a nice little cutback, but he ran right into a couple of Cavaliers defensively making the stop. Seamus O'Sullivan, junior linebacker from Massachusetts. And it'll bring up a third down at about 6 coming up now for ODU.
What is that, German? About the most Irish name that you can get,
yep.
Huh?
Seamus O'Sullivan. And from Massachusetts, not a big surprise.
Nope.
Third down play coming up. Panthers are going to need the 36 for a first down with three receivers left and one to the right. Ball right between the hash marks. And Grant will take a waist-high snap. Surveys left, throws to Aaron Stevens, caught it, first down, out to the 38-yard line, and the Panthers will move the chains. Short passing game right now as ODU continues to just move the football methodically down the field.
For the Panthers, that's their 9th first down on the afternoon. They had 8 there in that first quarter, and they get right back to the line of scrimmage here.
First down and 10, E.J. Colson. Nope, Grant got the ball on the ground at the 36-yard line. Zone read that time. And, boy, for one of the rare times this year, we saw Grant try and pull it out at the last instant because the defender was there. Ball ended up on the ground, and Grant wisely fell on it for about a 2-yard loss. It'll make it a second down and long situation now for ODU, leading 14-3 here with 12:40 to play in the second quarter. Russell from our right takes the snap, looks right, back left, now has to scramble a bit, and he's going to be hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Raekwon Moore, a junior from Washington, PA, will make the stop. No gain. Third down and 11 or 12 coming up for ODU. You might also notice, man, we've sent a lot of out-of-state players here for Walsh so far on the day. Not a lot of OHs next to these town names on my chart today.
No, we were kind of talking about that before the show on Thursday. We've got a Massachusetts, a Florida, a Pennsylvania, a California, South Carolina, Michigan.
Third down and 11 now for ODU. They'll have to get out to the 48-yard line for a first down. Three down lineman for Walsh. Grant looks to throw. Russell now scrambles to his right, looking downfield. Now will throw late into the air. Contini catches it at the Walsh 42, out at the 41-yard line. That'll be a first down pickup of 23 yards. Grant Russell to Corey Contini.
Great job by Grant out there, scrambling out of the pocket and keeping that play alive and just waiting for his receivers to go open. Looked like he had David Turner, too, but was able to connect with Corey Cantini for the long first down.
Sunshine peeking out here at Memorial Stadium in North Canton. And on first down, E.J. Colson on a run up the middle. Tried to get out of the tackle, but he was wrapped up again. This time he'll pick up a yard. And again, it was O'Sullivan over there on the tackle for the Walsh Cavaliers.
You know, after Corey Cantini had 11 catches last week, including one SportsCenter top 10 worthy catch on the sideline one-handed, only has a couple here this afternoon.
Second down and a long eight from the 40-yard line. Panthers leading 14-3. They bunch the receivers on the left side of the line. Colson will sweep left. Turns up at the 40, spun around at the 38, and down at the 37-yard line as O'Sullivan and Sturgill will combine on the tackle, and the Panthers will have a third down and about 6 yards coming up. This is where, talked about it last week, how Grant Russell and specifically Corey Contini have been so deadly as a combination. These third down and mid-range type plays. ODU will need the 32 for a first down. Right in front of us, Russell takes a knee-high snap. They swing it to Colson out of the backfield. Turns up 40, broke a tackle 35, spun down short of the first down at the 34-yard line. And E.J. slow in getting up again. Now we'll pop up. It'll be fourth down at about 2 for Ohio Dominican, and they are going to go for it where they are 7 out of 10 on the season on fourth down. No hesitation here. Too long for a field goal, and no need to punt here. So ODU will go for it on fourth down and short. Again, they will bunch all of the receivers on the left-hand side. Turner and Contini are over here with Stevens and Stanford over there. And now everybody's shifting a little bit. Stevens comes in motion over here. They'll roll Grant to this near side on fourth down at 2. Throws late. Contini couldn't hang on at the 30-yard line. Good defensive play, sticking his hand in there. Demetrius Walton able to jar it free from Contini, and the Panthers will turn it over on downs.
Looked like there might have been a little bit of confusion there on offense as that play was getting called in. Corey was out there chatting with David Turner and trying to figure out which slot they needed
to
be in.
Who was going where, yeah. I would not have minded a timeout there, but
no.
As it is, ODU will give it back to Walsh. Defense playing outstanding right now. Football at the 34-yard line. And it'll be Cavalier ball first down and 10 with 9:42 to play second quarter, and they trail 14-3. Panthers with 5, now 6 on the defensive line, and a handoff to the left for Garrison France. Mm. And Ross Thompson and Billy Akins are over there. The ball came out and then just harmlessly rolled out of bounds over on the far sideline. And the play will go out to the 38-yard line, where it'll be a pickup of about 3 on first down. So the clock will start, second down. Mitchell Ault, 5 out of 10 for 25 yards thus far on the afternoon. Got a receiver over here to the near side. and two in the backfield. And Holt will turn and hand it off. And France, or beg your pardon, Byron King this time will make his way forward, where Demetrius Farmer will wrap him up. But another first down run, this time Byron King, Jr. from Brooklyn, New York, came in with only 17 carries for 36 yards on the day. And again, they are without their lead running back, Aaron Mail, today, senior from Ellett High School in Akron, came in with 366 yards and a name we've said forever.
Right.
Four touchdowns and a big week last week, 153 yards and two scores against Malone, but apparently his services are not available today. It'll be first down and 10, and Tony Tate will take the direct snap this time, and he'll fake the handoff, runs to the left, broke one tackle, and then Marquise Tyus will run him out of bounds at the 46-yard line on the Walsh side of the field. Paul Wesselhoff just got hit with a flag, and by hit with a flag, I mean it hit him right between the 5 and the 6. And I have no idea what this penalty could be. Looks like it's going on ODU.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 94.
Demetrius Farmer is going to get tagged with unsportsmanlike. Tristan Karras will replace Farmer in the lineup. You know, I understand why that happens, player unsportsmanlike, and he comes off the field. When the quarterback gets called for unsportsmanlike, they never replace him.
How many quarterbacks get called for that?
I've seen it, though.
Yeah.
And that's what brought it to mind. Well, why aren't they bringing him out for a couple of plays and shaking a finger at him and saying, don't do that anymore? Because he's the quarterback? He gets all the perks?
I'm blaming it on the DH.
First and 10 now from the Ohio Dominican 39-yard line. I had to cross one guy off my Christmas card list last night. I'll do it again. Here's a handoff up the middle, and King breaking a couple of tackles. Gus Dimmerling will stick his nose up there and make a tackle at the 30. That'll be a pickup of 9 on the play for Byron King. And, boy, Walsh, for a team that's only averaging 77 yards per game on the ground, the Panthers are 6th best in the GLIAC against the run. Walsh having some success today moving it on the ground.
Yeah, flirting with that 50-yard mark, which is getting close to their average per game.
Second down and 1. Holt will work in under center. Brings a man in motion, turns, and hands it off. And a Brian Hunter is there with a tackle. That is Philip Keller. He is a freshman of fullback, hey, out of Charlestown, West Virginia. And that's going to give them a first down on the short run. So the Cavaliers have moved it from 135 down to the other 28, and the clock is down to 7:20 left. Here in our second quarter, Ohio Dominican leading 14-3. Williams and Matuska are wide receivers left. LaShawn Johnson, freshman from Indianapolis, is tight end right. King and Keller in the backfield. And on first down and 10, Alt will give it off to King, sweeping left, and Ross Thompson hit him. Cameron Moore hit him. And finally, he is down, King, at the 23, maybe 24-yard line. They're having a little success getting to the outside on some of those little jet sweep-type handoffs. Second down coming up now for Walsh. Cavaliers, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say Tristan Karras is still out there, mm-hmm. So Demetrius Farmer is still in the timeout corner.
Purdue, Hunter, and Isaacs, the other four at the defensive line. It's also apparent Cameron Cole's not going to play today for ODU. Second down and 7 from the 24-yard line. Eye in the backfield this time, and Alt will give it off to Keller. Just a fullback dive off to the right, and they're able to move the pile forward, and Cameron Moore will finish him off at the 21-yard line. It'll be third down coming up as Paul Wesselhoff will run back into the Panthers' defensive line, and Tristan Karras will check out. So third down at about 3 coming up now for this Cavs team, who entered play today winless in GLIAC play, 1-7 overall. They had lost 10 consecutive games dating back to last year before their win against Malone last week. And that win also had come against Malone. So the Cavs' last two victories are against their crosstown rival. Third down and 3 for the Cavaliers. King will shift to the left to right now of the quarterback, Mitchell Holt. Panthers look like they're coming. Holt will take the snap. Quick throw over the middle. It's going to be caught by Tate and a first down to the 10-yard line. Tyus and Moore will team up on the tackle. After an 11-yard gain, it'll be first and goal for the Cavaliers. Beatrice Farmer runs back into the lineup. Nick Isaacs now will check out for ODU. Tony Tate, freshman from DeKalb, Illinois, makes the catch. He came in with 30 receptions on the season. In terms of volume of catches, he was their leader. Keller and King make a tee in the backfield. And wing back right will be Tate. Alt on first down and goal will send Tate in motion. Gives it off to King. Stutter steps right. Breaks a tackle. Dimmerling can't hang on. And King will spin his way in for a Cavalier touchdown.
You know, and that's the type of play that you really kind of expect out of a team like Walsh, where they incorporate the fullback quite a bit to just open up some space there in the middle. They were able to do so on that play. Gus Dimmerling was grabbing a towel there off of Tony Tate and was just unable to bring him, or I'm sorry, Byron King, and was just unable to bring him down and kind of slammed his fist on the turf there, frustrated with himself.
Jacob Malloy for the point after. Good snap and hold, and Gordon almost got there, but it is up and it is good. Timeout on the field with 5:02 to play in the second quarter. It is now Walsh trailing Ohio Dominican 14-10 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Rick Ford back here in the studios as Ohio Dominican taking on Walsh today. Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan is on top 14-7. Other games in the GLIAC will kick off in about 5 minutes. And so let's go back out to Matt and Todd.
All right, Brent, the Cavaliers have trimmed the lead to 14-10 now for Walsh, or for ODU, I should say, after the Panthers trailed 3-0, now lead at 14-10. And it'll be Malloy to kick off now for Walsh, and the Panthers will have David Turner back to receive. Now, they kicked it short last time. Gus Dimmerling will be the short man this time. And Malloy will send it deep, and David Turner will backpedal, look up into the sun, and he'll stay in the end zone. He was running the wrong way to start out with there, so he chooses to stay in the end zone. And a nice drive by Walsh, aided by a penalty in there as well. Cavs back on the board.
Yeah, very impressive drive. By far the best for Walsh this afternoon. 9 plays, 66 yards and 4 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock. Byron King ran for a 10-yard touchdown, and Jacob Malloy's point after pulled the Cavs within 4, and I think a couple of plays on that drive, one of them was that big 11-yard connection between Mitchell Ulp and Antonio Tate, the freshman-to-freshman connection. They were able to get a first down. I believe that was a third-down conversion, and then the penalty, of course, aided that drive.
And the Panthers are going to get dinged here for a false start. So this will make it first and 15 for ODU, who right now has outgained Walsh 162-107. Panthers with 32 yards on the ground. E.J. Colson, 7 rushes for 36 right now. So it'll be first and 15 for ODU with the football back at the 20-yard line. Empty backfield for Russell. Takes the snap. Quick throw left. Contini catches it. Immediately tapped out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Short gain. Demetrius Walton will make the tackle for the Cavaliers. So they get the 5 penalty yards back. It'll bring up second down and 10. Grant Russell now 15 of 18 for 135 passing. That was the third catch by Corey Contini. Second down, quick toss right, David Turner, 30, 35, out to the 39-yard line. Pickup of 14. Cavs were still trying to get set defensively, and Russell was throwing it to David Turner, and David just made his sixth catch of the day.
Corey Cantini and Dar Stanford down there going, hey, why are you taking all my catches away from me?
First down and 10. football out at the 39. E.J. Colson on a run to the left turns up at the 40 and be brought down by O'Sullivan at the 42-yard line. They're still just having a tough time getting any consistency going in the run game. Second down and about seven coming up now for ODU. And the Panthers right back to the line of scrimmage. Four wide receivers, two to either side. And Russell will take the snap. He looks right now, comes back left. He's got Aaron Stevens catch at the 44-yard line, and he is down right there. So Aaron Stevens with another fine catch for the Panthers, his third of the day. And again, having the time to throw is allowing right. Grant to survey everything at this point.
Yeah, the offensive line, again, doing a tremendous job today. That last offensive series the Panthers had didn't look so great, but on this drive, looking real good.
Another quick throw. Turner again, 35, and down to the 32-yard line for Walsh. Already receiving highs for catches and yards and two touchdowns, his first two of his career today for David Turner. So he is right now. He's kind of the guy. Remember we said to David a couple of weeks ago in our show, hey, with Corey and Dar getting all the catches eventually, they're going to start leaving you open.
Right.
And he's taking advantage of it today. First and 10. Now they bring it in motion and toss it to him. Turner trying to turn upfield 30, 25, down to the 27, or 23, I should say. That'll be another reception for David Turner. And the Panthers are going to be close to and have another first down. And, boy, the tempo right now,
right. This
is really where they like it to be as they are getting plays in there quickly, getting lined up and snapping the football. Isaiah Williams will check back into the ODU lineup. He'll be on the right with Aaron Stevens and Dar Stanford. And on first down, play action, looking to throw Russell off to the right-hand side, and it's going to be intercepted and then out of bounds. It'll be Walsh football interception over on that far side. I think it was Demetrius Walton. Grant was pressured, never had a chance to see a wide-open Isaiah Williams streaking to the end zone, made a long throw to the other side of the field. Wind hung it up in the air, and it turned into an interception for the Cavs.
Yeah, this was kind of the trend earlier in the season, Todd, going into the halftime, where the Panthers would make a mistake and the other team would capitalize. Now the defense really needs to buckle down here and make sure the Cavs don't get on the board and potentially have a lead at halftime.
Mm-hmm. First and 10, Walsh. Mitchell Ault will work in under center. They send Tate in motion. They hand it off. And King again, 25. He's out near the 27, broke a tackle and out of bounds on the Dominican sideline near the 35-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. Now Byron King starting to get going here. Had the touchdown run a moment ago, and now he's up over 40 yards with that run. It'll be first down and 10 for the Cavaliers going left to right here in the second quarter.
For Grant, that's his 10th interception on the season, and despite only having four incompletions last week, he did throw an interception. So, I know he's not happy about that.
First down and 10. It's King again. Sutter steps through a hole, 40, bust to the outside, knocked out of bounds again at the 43-yard line by Tyus and Dimmerling. And whatever that offensive line for Walsh is doing right now, it is opening up enough of a hole for a running back. And right now it's been Byron King to get out into the open and pick up big chunks of yards. That's another first down of the 44-yard line.
Boy, after struggling so much in that first quarter, the Cavs only had two first downs. And here in the second quarter, as we approach the half, they're up to seven.
By the way, that interception was officially credited to Ronald Robinson, his second of the year. First and 10 Cavaliers, and it's Keller on the run, the fullback, and he is going to be met and dropped at the 49-yard line, but not before Philip Keller is going to pick up five more tough yards for Walsh right now as the clock is closing in on 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Cavs a long ways from the end zone right now. Let's see if they look to pick things up here in terms of the tempo and trying to pass it downfield. So from the 49-yard line, second down and five for Walsh. Ault will move in under center. They'll send Tate in motion, sweep it to him going left. Turns up field to the 50, where he is brought down right there by Cameron Moore, and the Cavaliers will burn a timeout. We'll pause as well with 1:02 to play until halftime. Panthers lead Walsh 14-10 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real-world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
We're in Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 20 Studios. All games kicking off at 1 o'clock are underway. Wayne State at Ferris State, Hillsdale at Northern Michigan, Ashland at Michigan Tech, Tiffin at Northwood. Ohio Dominican currently with the lead right now up in Walsh. Let's go back to Todd and Matt.
Brett, thank you. Keep our eye specifically on two games of interest today, Ashland at Michigan Tech and Wayne State at Ferris State today. We'll keep our eye on those scores. That's the common opponent for Panthers next week, Wayne on Saturday, Ashland 2 weeks from today. For Walsh, third down right at midfield with 1:02 to play in the second quarter. So a big play here both sides. Panthers are showing blitz. McIntyre's coming. Quick throw to the other side. Matuska to catch at the 50. Ahead to the 45. Out of bounds near the 40-yard line. A 10-plus yard play and a first down for the Walsh Cavaliers. And now they can pick up the tempo again after a little wide receiver screen to Matuska and a first down.
Picks up the Walsh first down.
They officially spotted the ball at the 41-yard line.
Tackle made by Marquise Tyus.
So first down and 10 for Walsh. They are moving from our left to right. Got a little bit of a breeze behind them. Two receivers, Matuska and Tate, are over here to the near side. King in the backfield to the left of Mitchell Ault on first down from the 41-yard line. Ault takes the snap. Panthers bring four. They set up a screen. King catches the 40, turns left to the 35. Panthers swarm nicely and knock him out of bounds short of the 35 or maybe right at the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about five on first down. They've actually brought it back to the 36. But boy, Matt, that play had a lot of promise. Panthers did a good job defending it.
Yeah, the defense is really trying to get focused here and stay focused before the half with 48 seconds left. Really don't can't afford to let the Cavaliers score at all, be it a field goal or a touchdown. And there are lots of hands on hips down here, though, but they're looking to just get out of this and escape to halftime.
Second down and five now for the Cavaliers. Football at the 36-yard line. Mitchell Ault will take the snap. Play action, steps up, throws down the seam, looking for Blake Williams, and it's incomplete. He and Dwayne Gordon Jr. were stride for stride, and all of a sudden a nearside official throws a flag against Dwayne Gordon. My goodness.
That's a bit ridiculous. That flag was late. They're going to call pass interference on the Panthers, and that ball was uncatchable. He threw it right into that wind. He had the wind behind him, actually, and it, the ball just carried. And I don't know how they could throw a flag on that.
Automatic. First down.
So that'll be a first down for Walsh now. Well, got to overcome these types of things, and now you got to come up with a stop and keep them out of the end zone with 43 seconds to go until halftime. Ball is near the 21-yard line. Panthers have Isaacs, Wesselhoff, Hunter, and Purdue. On the defensive line, Demmerling, Moore, and Thompson at the linebackers. Gordon and Tyus and Aiken are out there in the secondary along with Trey McIntyre. It is first down and 10. Mitchell Ault under center. He will drop back. He is pressured and hit by Hunter and sacked back near the 29-yard line. Loss of eight, big sack, Brian Hunter. Even with that one arm all taped up, he was able to get through there and make the sack. Timeout called by Walsh, but a great play defensively by the Panthers.
That's exactly what they needed right now. It's Walsh in a little bit of momentum coming down the field, and they were able to get some good pressure and drop Ault, and the Cavaliers burn another timeout. They have one left for this half, and the Panthers have all three, so... with 37 seconds left, the Walsh has only got the one timeout left, and they're kind of running out of time.
Brian Hunter picks up his third sack of the season for ODU, who came into today with 17 sacks as a team, more than they had a year ago. Far cry from that playoff team in 2014 that was a sacking machine. Panthers back out now on defense as Walsh will have it back at their own 29-yard line. 37 seconds to go until halftime. They'll go empty backfield. Three receivers, Williams, Matuska, and Tate are left. And over here it is Bryce Short at wide receiver. Second down and 19 now for Walsh. Mitchell Ault out of the shotgun. He will take the snap. ODU rushes four. Ault steps up. Demetrius Farmer from behind will sack Mitchell Ault back at the 34-yard line. Back-to-back sack by ODU. And the Cavaliers not stopping the clock. And now they will. They will use their final timeout with 16 seconds to go. Matt Demetrius Farmer, his seventh sack of the season. That was extremely timely.
Yeah, I'm glad they put him back in the game. I'm kind of surprised Walsh took so long to call that timeout. They ran about 10 seconds off the clock before they actually did call it. 16 seconds left in this half, and they are without timeouts now. So the Panthers are in the driver's seat right now and just need to get a couple more stops and send this one into the locker room.
So now it would be, without any more further advancement by Walsh, a 51-yard field goal with a little bit of a win behind. But we've already seen Malloy miss from 44 today. And again, now I would think, Matt, that the Panthers might bring a little extra pressure here. Even though they're able to get pressure with four, bring the whole house right here at Mitchell Ault and make him make a play. We'll see.
I'd say so. I mean, we've seen it in the last two plays here. They were able to get good pressure and get to the quarterback, and maybe a little bit of a Billy Aikens corner blitz or something like that.
Right now, three down linemen. Brian Hunter kind of floating around right now. Looks like he's playing middle linebacker. They put the backers Thompson and McIntyre on the edge. A little different look here for the Panthers. Now they drop out of it. ODU only bring three. Ault had to field that snap on the ground. Now he gets rid of it as he's hit over here on the near side boundary, and the pass is incomplete. And Brian Hunter's face mask just came off of his helmet. It just detached from one side of his helmet. Unbelievable. This has been a weird day. Every time we play these guys, it's a weird day. So fourth down long try coming up.
I don't think I've ever seen Brian Hunter run so fast. Maybe it's just because I'm down here on field level, but, man, he was in hot pursuit.
All right. It will be a 51-yard field goal try with 9 seconds to go here in the second quarter, right from the middle of the field, and a timeout used by Coach Kelly Cummings and ODU as they want to make sure with a long field goal try here, partner, that they didn't try anything sneaky here against the Panthers and try and run a play or a fake field goal of some sort. So they will have everybody gather over here to the side. What I would be anxious for, Billy Aikens was back there in the end zone.
Right.
And I'd love to see him get his hands on the football on a missed field goal like this.
Yeah, they were preparing for it with him back here in the end zone. And, you know, Billy, who's been a return man up until about 3 or 4 weeks ago, he had a little bit of an injury. He's back there, sending him back out there again as the Panthers break from the timeout, just to make sure. Again, this kicker here, Malloy, his long of the season is 33. He does have the wind behind him standing down here on the field. I can feel it going from left to right here, but I don't know if he's got quite enough leg to get it there.
All right, they'll try it again. 51-yard try now for Malloy. Again, Aikens is standing in the back of the end zone, and a whistle and a timeout. ODU. Now, Coach Cummings has decided he doesn't need to take him into the locker room with him. And that time he waited as long as he could just as Walsh was snapping the football. And go ahead.
Billy's not even going to bother running over here to the
he's back there.
Back in the end zone with his helmet off talking to the referees.
Hey, did you guys get Swenson's before the game? That's what he's asking.
he's telling him to go get him some Swenson's at halftime.
We've got it up here in the press box. I'll tell you, the power of social media, right?
Exactly.
Ask and you shall receive. As, Thursday night, we were telling people to go to Swenson's. And Jim Contini and the Dover clan, they just went ahead and brought Swenson's here. They brought the truck here, the tailgating in the parking lot. And then even though we were unable to get there, somehow a big bag of burgers and fries made its way to the press box. And if you
don't wait till halftime,
well, you better hurry. You better get done with that interview with Coach Cummings, because I'll be into it before you get done talking. Third time is the charm. They line up for the field goal, 51-yard try. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on the way, and it is good. He made it. Right down the middle with a couple of yards to spare. And a 51-yard field goal by junior Jacob Malloy makes it a one-point game.
Still better than a touchdown, but I think Malloy had a little bit of the help from the wind down here because it's pretty gusty. About perfectly horizontal, and not to take anything away from him. I mean, his long of the season was 33, and he just put a 51 spot on the board. So the important thing is, though, that we held them to a field goal and not a touchdown, and the Panthers lead here 14-13 with 4 seconds left on the clock.
So Walsh will be kicking it off. Their ball. 4 seconds to go until halftime. Coming up at half, we will have our Panther spotlight. We will revisit our conversation from Thursday night with E.J. Colson and Justin Bonchek from Inside Panthers Football at Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. Brent will have scores from around football today. The GLIAC schedule just starting to get underway in earnest. And the Cavaliers will be coming out here to kick off. They led 3-0 on the initial field goal by Malloy. David Turner caught a 2-yard touchdown pass to put the Panthers ahead 7-3. Then he caught a 31-yard touchdown pass to make it 14-3. Byron King with a 10-yard touchdown run with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter made it 14-10. And now Malloy's field goal with 4 seconds to go. And it appears it'll be a one-point game heading to the locker room. Malloy approaches. He will kick it along the ground. It'll take a big hop here at the end and fielded by Turner back near the 15-yard line. And he is hit high at around the 30 and then down at around the 34. And that will end our first half of play with the Ohio Dominican Panthers in a dogfight here today with the Walsh Cavaliers as ODU will head to the locker room with only a one-point lead here at the break. So the Panthers and Cavs, 14-13, to the sidelines with Matt.
Coach, we spoke earlier in the week. It doesn't matter what the records are with these two teams. It's always going to be a dogfight. Up by one here at the break. Is this kind of how you expected it would go?
Absolutely. Like I said, we've certainly, you know, not done the things we're capable of, and they've done a good job getting after us. And so, like I said, yep, absolutely dogfight.
How about that defense there at the end of the half after the turnover, the interception, able to hold them to a field goal? 1 yard, probably the longest kick of his entire life, but what about that defense there at the end of the half?
Yeah, they made a play down there when they had to. You know, certainly you hate that you gave up some yardage there in that quarter and on that last drive in particular, but, you know, good job of trying to ice him, not working. He's got a stiff wind at his back, but, you know, good job by him putting it through, and, you know, they're going to be right in the fight. This will be a four-quarter game here.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in the second half.
Thanks, man.
14-13, Ohio Dominican leads Walsh here at halftime. Our Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show starts now with Brent Ford in our studio.
All right, thank you, Todd. Ohio Dominican with a 14-13 lead here at the half. Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. Like Todd said, we'll have a check of the GLIAC scoreboard, scores from around college football, and the Panther Spotlight comes your way next right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.